two-headed of Marshall and Jeffrey?
I wouldn't say it's a big difference or not, because they still got other guys that know to fill in real well. Jay Cutler still throwing the ball all over the field, making guys miss in the backfield, and still got Matt Forte, who's doing an excellent job. I feel like he's one of the top backs in his NFL. He don't get a whole lot of credit, but he's definitely one of the best backs in the NFL.
And he almost never leaves the field for running back. Does that add a dimension that he
brings? Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, he can catch the ball off the backfield. That's the positive that he brings to the game. You know, most guys have a third down back.
Right.
They don't have – he's the all guy. He's their guy. So we definitely got to be prepared to, you know, shut him down and go out there and make plays.
Capsule, we kind of ducked out on you just for a second. Can you kind of touch on, I guess, maybe how different this Chicago team is based on what you remember in the past playing them?
I think they're doing a whole lot better taking care of the football. This year they're doing a whole lot better taking care of the football. I don't think their turnover ratio is as big as it was last year. Jay Cutler's still throwing the ball all over the field. They still got big, tall receivers, not just missing Brandon Marshall, and they got a guy in the slot that can get the job done in Eddie Royer. So we definitely got a tough task at hand. We haven't won down there since 2007, so that's definitely a goal of ours this year to get this win. So we know it's a must-win for us. We're going out there as another chance for us to get better, divisional opponent, and trying to go 3-0 in the division.
I know we tend to kind of throw that number around. Do you guys reflect on that even for the guys that haven't been there as long as B-Rob and Chad? And
yeah, Edward? I reflect on it too, man. I want to be on the team that stopped the streak. And we have the opportunity now. I'm on the team to have the opportunity to stop that streak. So I'm excited about it, man. I get excited about stuff like that, man. Just, you know, I feel like it's history. You know, they can say, man, I remember the 2015 Vikings went down to Chicago and stopped the streak. You know, since 2007, they haven't won down there. And I can say I was a part of it. So I'm definitely excited about that opportunity to go out there and compete.
How much was last week's win kind of the building block to building more wins on the road?
It definitely was big. You look at the game, we went down 14-3. We kept building. We kept, you know, stretching. We kept scratching, until we got out of that hole. And when we got out of the hole, we took over the game. So we know how it feels to win on the road now, especially in the division. So we have no excuses for that. Now it's time to go to Chicago and get this win.